Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Pull yourself together, woman.
Sorry.
Pull yourself together.
Gentle Tuesday, and I got tangled in my own cord.
Web.
I'm okay.
It's like those old-timey telephones. We've probably hit a point where I bet if I went around this building and asked some of our fellow radio DJs if they grew up in a house with a phone on the wall that wasn't cordless, we might run into some people like, what do you mean a corded phone?
Oh, yeah. My kids have no idea what I'm talking about when I talk about a corded phone.
The cord would get caught in itself, or you'd play with it because you clearly don't want to be in the room with the adults while you're on the phone with somebody else.
Sometimes the concept of a landline, like what? What? You didn't have cell phones?
I find it interesting still at like the doctor's office. They're asking for like home cell work.
I know. When is that going to change?
How about just phone?
Just phone.
Yeah.
Just, it is just phone.
All three of them are in my back pocket right now. It is called my phone.
I
use it for
work,
my home, and myself.
Yeah. Well, there's like a landline at the office.
Also, I'm not giving the doctor's office my office phone
number.
And
why would you? I don't want you to call work and tell them my test results. Thank you very much.
Just wanted to let you know the patient's okay. Why are you calling here?
That is the last thing that director of first impressions, Loretta,
yes,
needs.
The last thing for the first impression person is the status of our doctor visit.
Well, you just tell them, gosh, what should the message be? Just say benign.
She's not even
what
on my list of emergency contacts. She's not even on there. Right?
But she has to.
You have a better chance of being an emergency contact than work. And you're like after a third cousin.
But what do you think the thinking is on that?
I don't.
Like, in case we really can't get a hold of you.
There are, depends on your job, right? Like, some places require a doctor's note if you're gone. So maybe you believe a number and then like the doctor's nurse will call and say, yes, Eric did actually come in and he does have walking pneumonia.
No, yeah, that checks out.
That checks out. But anybody could call and say they're somebody's nurse at this point.
I know.
That's how you game the system right there.
Whoa. Whoa.
I just thought that was interesting. But you're uncorded, you're untangled and ready to go?
Yeah, sure.
You feeling good?
But I'm ready to go. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm a little flighty, I guess.
I can feel it.
Are you getting
it? Yes, I'm politely taking your pulse.
Hey.
Do you need me to call you an emergency contact or should I call your work?
Just call work. Just
okay. Call work. Hey, director, first impression. Last thing you need to know about Claire. She's a little flighty today.
She's very flighty today. I feel like a hummingbird. Like just.
Ooh, new oranges. Oh, sugar water.
I didn't even have enough coffee. Maybe that's
you
my problem.
You didn't have coffee.
I didn't.
You like cat yawned.
I yawned
about 5:30. We're looking at each other because that's how our desks are arranged. You're like, like a lion.
You saw all the way down my gullet.
I didn't know you had that many teeth.
I know.
Yeah.
I got a second set.
They go all the way back.
I just forgot. I straight up forgot.
Because you usually make like a coffee with a little syrup and
mm-hmm.
You're like your own barista.
I've also started doing like a Cool Whip on
you
top.
You add a little. Wow.
I'm very
nice.
I make a little latte for myself.
They make the little foamers where you can foam the milk.
Yes.
Do you have one of those too?
We do. Yes.
Nice.
I don't do that every day though.
It takes a little time. Make some noise.
I find the whip topping on top just.
Do you
fast.
Intentionally say your name wrong out loud to make sure it's like a real coffee shop?
So that I get the full experience.
Clarence.
Claw.
Latte for Claw.
C-L-A-W, Claw. Are you here? Yeah, it's fun that way.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's a good way to start my day.
Well,
confused.
I'll keep an eye on you.
Please.
Yes, I'm your.
Both eyes.
I'm your work buddy today. You're in my care.
That makes me feel safe. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
You're under my care.
You're under my care. I'm at an adult supervision.
Yes.
From Dancing Eric Hansen.
You know
this
what?
Morning.
I appreciate just a little bit of supervision.
I'm
today.
Here for you.
Feel a little
I may
bit.
Ask you to sit down a lot.
You're too excited. Sit down.
Whoa, just sit down.
Hey, sit down. Sit down. And then Sunday is the big game. Super Bowl Sunday. As my family fast and furiously like, hey, we should watch that. And texting all throughout this very program yesterday. One of the big things is you got to figure out the food. And apparently for some football fans, there are foods that are lucky and then there are foods that are unlucky.
I can understand that.
You do?
Well, I have a way. I have my chalice of destiny. It's a football mug. I actually have like a utensil, a vessel that I consider lucky.
You call it the chalice of destiny?
I sure do call it the chalice of destiny.
What's it look like?
It's a football-shaped mug. It's yellow, got Hawkeye on it, and then it's like a stein.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like a German stein, but it's in the shape of a football.
Wow.
That's my chalice of destiny. And I don't bring it out all the time.
But it's lucky and you need it sometimes.
Yes, although I tried it for the bowl game and it didn't do squat.
Well, dang. Yes. We really needed that.
We sure did.
So it might be unlucky,
but
right?
I can understand lucky foods. It's when you get luck involved, you throw logic out the window.
Oh, totally. Right? Totally. They took a poll of football fans and asked them, when it comes to watching a big game with your team and you have to set the menu, what are the foods that you find to be lucky for your team? And what are the foods that you find to be unlucky for your team?
Interesting.
44% say that they do have these superstitions. And the number one good luck food is
wings.
Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza. It's safe. It's easy.
It's easy.
It's lucky.
I would really like to look into this poll, and I want to dig into like Kansas City fans.
Yes.
Versus San Francisco fans.
Right. Because you got to have some like barbecue versus
Rice-a-roni.
Rice-a-roni. That's the only San Francisco treat. Wait, no, there's
clam chowder and Rice-a-roni.
They have Ghirardelli chocolate there.
They do, yes. That's also very San Franciscan.
And isn't there like some sort of sourdough bread?
Sourdough.
Okay,
yeah.
Sourdough.
Yeah. But foods from your home area.
Yes.
I would consider to be lucky as well.
Would be a little bit luckier.
Pizza, though, in general.
Pizza followed by hot dogs, which I found very odd.
I guess it's at the game. Maybe not so much like I'm at having people over.
I know. I was thinking at
I've
my
never
house.
Considered having someone over to watch a game and then I'm making hot dogs.
I'm making hot dogs.
I'll grill hot dogs for a holiday, but yet I'm not going to do that if you're coming over for the Super Bowl.
Not for football. I'll make hot dogs this summer.
It's a summertime food.
Yes, yes.
Or like an early season Hawkeye game. I'll grab a dog in September, mm-hmm. right? But hot dogs aren't my November go-to.
Not really.
Interesting.
What do you think is the food that's bad luck? People are like, oh, no, 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 not at this party.
Well, I threw you wings for good. I think wings have got to be in the middle there somewhere. What would be a bad vegetables?
You would think, no.
Like celery and, you know, veggie dip. Cauliflower.
Cauliflower, not on the list.
What is an unlucky food?
Deviled eggs. The number one bad luck food is deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs?
Deviled's right in it, man. Bad luck.
But deviled foods cake is fantastic. And by the way, a good deviled egg is great.
I think it's just...
I love deviled eggs.
I love deviled eggs too, but maybe not for like a big game. It could potentially be bad luck. I mean, you get that smell. I think it's a lot of smelly foods. Deviled eggs, number one. Number two, garlic bread.
What is unlucky?
Unlucky.
These are interesting parties people are throwing.
Followed by salsa and queso dips.
No, that's Why? Super lucky and super easy.
Ice cream.
Unlucky?
Chicken wings made the bad luck
are
list.
Are you? Get out of here.
Mozzarella sticks. Cheese. Don't come for cheese. Get out of here.
No. Was that asked among non-football fans? That makes no sense.
I want all those foods.
Yes.
And I want them equal portions.
Yeah, but I want a spread and I'm going to have one plate and I'm putting all of it on there. All of it. I'm putting my ice cream and my deviled eggs and my chicken wings all next to each other.
Whoa, man. Whoa.
Yeah, I'm going all in. I'm going all in. I got to prove you fellas wrong.
I've got a point to prove.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You know what it's time for?
What?
Boom tracking!
Yes! Boom tracker is a special new feature on the Morning Scramble that started when Eric heard a loud boom outside of his home.
Eric heard it. His neighbor Randy heard it. Some shirtless guy two houses down heard it. And because we all came outside to look around, we got a phone call from a guy a couple blocks from me near Kennedy High School was taking lights off his house. He almost fell out of his shoes.
It was so loud.
Neighbors Barb and Pam checked in with me yesterday. They, too, were aware of it. And we still do not know the source of it. I did get confirmation from a friend at Alliant Energy that it's not them.
So no outages reported?
Well, we had a Ring camera owner call who's in like the Cedar Rapids Foodies group, but it's for Ring camera owners.
Yeah.
And a conversation got going about the boom, and someone said, nope, it was a substation explosion. Like, you know, like a
transponster.
A transponster. I think a squirrel fell into a transponster.
Yeah.
Well, I checked with the one utility company, and I don't know if I know anybody at Minium. Do you?
Nope.
But as it stands right now, we got to go back to probably aliens.
That's where I'm at, man.
I got to work the alien theory.
The only theory that makes sense, there was a loud boom and perhaps a flash of light.
We've heard flash of light. We had some unconfirmed reports ahead. It was an ADM thing, but if you search ADM, the only stuff I'm seeing, there was an explosion there like in 2023.
That was a year ago.
Yeah, that's not it. Mm-mm. So still unknown, still question mark. Explosion I heard on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids Sunday night about the time the Grammys were getting underway. What was it? Still remains a mystery. Boom Tracker is still continuing. 2024, we don't know the source of that boom.
And I'd like to know if somebody like found a baby from another planet that landed here, perhaps with super strength.
You could, I mean, we'll help you raise and nurture the young child.
Yeah, but I want to be on the in. I don't want to be surprised when all of a sudden this mild-mannered reporter from downtown, you know, jumps into a phone booth and comes out wearing a cape.
I don't want to be surprised either. I'd like a little advance warning.
I would like to know. Yeah.
Please. I want to see a baby lift something.
I don't want to be confused that That'd he's wearing so glasses cool. and that couldn't possibly be him.
Yeah, I also don't want to be. Yeah, I'll feel so stupid later. I'll feel so dumb. Wait, that was you the whole time?
That couldn't be Superman.
Super baby who fell in the northeast side of Cedar Rapids?
Superman doesn't wear glasses, though. Darn, it's not him.
No, this man is not wearing a fedora or a trench coat. So it's clearly not reporter Clark Kent, mild-mannered man.
Clearly.
Clearly not him.
I don't want to like look back and be like, oh, I should have seen it, you know? I'd like to know from the ground up.
Yeah. So we're going with Super Baby from another planet. Until I hear otherwise, that's what caused the boom on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids.
I think that's fair.
Thank you.
Fair. Yeah. You know what's unfair is sometimes, and I'm not going to say that it, maybe jealousy or envy or whatever, but there are just some people who are naturally good at something and you wish that you could naturally just pick something up and just do it, be good at it, but you're just not. My sister is really good at doing other people's hair. And my sister Jackie, like, she has been hired to do weddings of friends. Like, she's that good. Like, we could get a hairstylist from an actual salon who knows what they're doing, or we could get Claire's sister Jackie.
It's kind of like when you're asked to sing at a wedding.
Yes.
You've got a hidden singing talent.
Yeah. You don't have to be a pro.
No.
But you're good enough to get us through this thing. I would love to be that good. But I am not. And I am being put in a situation where my skills are being tested. And I feel that I am being found wanting. I am trying really hard to master the French braid. It is a tricky thing for me. So I'm trying to practice. Because part of my daughter's show choir required hair style is French braiding. Not one, but two of them. We're two double French braids back halfway and then curls and stuff. Curls I can handle. I know how to do hair per se, but the French braid has always eluded me. So I was trying to practice last night and
how'd that go?
I'm not proud of myself, okay? Because I start getting so frustrated and this is a child's head in front of me. And I'm getting mad. I'm like, your hair. Like, I'm swearing at the hair. I'm like, it's not you. It's not you. Okay, I love you. I love you. Put your hair. Like, and I'm getting mad. And
is the hair not cooperating or you don't have the move down?
I don't know. Maybe it's fat fingers. I don't know. But I just can't quite. It's like, I know the actions. I know the motion. And I can kind of get a loose braid. But no matter how tight I pull, I can't get it to stay.
And she has to show up braided. You can't just do it on site.
And she has to be able to dance. It's got to be tight enough she can dance and not have it fall out. So
could you skill exchange with another mom? There's got to be a mom who's got good braid skills.
Outsource this.
Yeah. And you do the curls of everybody and she does the braids.
How about you do some braids?
Can you do that?
Yeah. I need to get it done. I need it because she's got a thing tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, I know. I waited too long.
I thought this was just coming up eventually. No, tonight?
Tonight. I thought that I could maybe magically have the skills and that it would just be here. Oh. It's not happening.
There's a word in French that I'm thinking right now. Group of investors is suing ADM, focusing on company's claims about the performance of its nutrition segment. The lawsuit alleging ADM made misleading statements specifically within financial reporting and accounting practices. The lawsuit comes after ADM had announced it placed its CFO on leave last month during an internal audit. The Securities and Exchange Commission also looking into the matter. Starting tomorrow, Cedar Rapids Forestry Division. I just love we have a forestry division.
Yeah, it's nice.
We'll be pruning trees in the downtown area. Maples and elms, I guess. Tis the season for pruning.
Is it?
During the time, parking meters will be hooded because they need to get their equipment either in front of the tree, or they don't want to be sawing a tree branch and you're still parked there.
That'd right? be bad.
So keep an eye out for the hooded meters. The goal is to do it early to try to get out of downtown by 10 o'clock every morning.
That's nice.
So they'll get down there, but you're going to probably come into a point where there's going to be a parking space you want, and they're doing some pruning. So just be aware that starts tomorrow in downtown Cedar Rapids. What's got us feeling all right this morning? Not that.
Whoa.
That was a little messy. I apologize. I had a spill I didn't wipe up earlier.
There, wipe it up.
Got it out of the way. A North Iowa family has been reunited with a wedding photo they thought was lost in the Parkersburg tornado.
Oh my gosh.
Remember that tornado? 16 years, 15, it'll be 16 this year.
2008?
EF5. Nine? I just wrote down nearly 16 years ago.
Wow.
Isn't EF5 like the finger of God?
Yes.
Devastates Parkersburg. What? I think that's
finger
from.
Finger of God?
It's from a movie.
Okay.
It might be from Twister.
But it's serious.
Marsha Mall thought the family lost everything, including her parents' wedding photo. And I have seen this photo, and it, you know, when you go to Adventureland, you get like the old timey photo. It's not like saloon old, but I got to put this
sepia?
Thing. Yeah. It's like probably 20s, 30s.
Okay.
Maybe early 40s. I'm guessing. I'm trying to guess ages based on looking at her and thinking about her parents. But that is a treasured family photo.
It's stuff like that where
gone.
It's like it can't be duplicated. We'll never see it again.
Good point. You don't have a negative. You don't have a CD-ROM.
And it's not like it has a high price tag value, but it has so much
pure sentimental value.
Sentimental value.
Now, flip the script for a second. So now you're the city of Parkersburg, and you have mounds and mounds and mounds of trash. There is no way to go through everything. They would still be going through everything now, mm-hmm. right? There's just no way. But every once in a while, you may see something go, that looks of value, or it's well kept. It's a photo. Somebody's going to recognize somebody. A city official happened to grab it and just threw it on Facebook 2 weeks ago. In 15 minutes after 300 shares, the family and the photo connected.
What?
So now the Malls,
after 16 years,
thought the photo's gone. City officials like, this one looks kind of special. I'm just going to throw it up on Facebook, see if anybody knows who this belongs to. Boom. That somebody like, that's my grandparents. Who are you? This family. Contact City Hall. We'll get the photo to you. They have the photo back.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Big announcement yesterday from Buckingham Palace that 75-year-old King Charles III has cancer. The statement didn't really specify what type of cancer, but they did say that the prognosis is good and they caught things very early. You were actually there. He had a procedure.
He went in for a prostate exam and the country was in love because he's talking about it.
Yeah.
And they actually had one of the news stations had a couple of men of a similar age talk about the fact that if the king, it's amazing when celebrities do things, then it gives the rest of us permission to be open about it.
Exactly.
Especially with medical or mental. So everybody was embracing him, wishing him well. The cancer topic wasn't even coming up, though, when I was there. It was just something with the prostate.
This was a procedure that he was undergoing, and everything was benign at the time. But then after this treatment, it looks like they discovered something in that process. He's very positive about what treatment looks like moving forward. And he wanted to share the diagnosis just to prevent any kind of speculation and assist the public with understanding the world around those who are affected by cancer. He's going to be doing like all the paperwork and stuff. He'll keep up with those things, but public engagements are going to be cut back just a little bit.
And a reminder, the king is more of a figurehead position.
Yeah.
It's not like he's the president.
Exactly.
Right, that's the prime minister.
He's not getting stuff done legislatively. But Prince Harry reportedly going to be traveling to see his father.
Good.
I think this is a very good thing. Looks like Meghan and the kids not going to be joining, but sources are saying that this could lead to maybe a truce between Harry and William, too, as William's going to have to be stepping up. Maybe he could use some help. You could rely on your brother, you know?
Lean on your bro.
It's kind of nice. So if Charles does decide to step down, William would then be king in the line of succession, followed by his three kids, George, then Charlotte, then Louis. Harry's then fifth in line.
Wait, you only gave three kids. Are you counting William?
William.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It.
William.
Three kids. Then Harry.
Yeah. And Prince George is 10. So
we're not getting there, Prince George. Sorry.
Nah.
Don't see that happen.
I don't think we need a child king right now, but
you're on the list.
You're on the list. And hopefully everything goes well with the treatments. Justin Timberlake, you know, who's not having a great time is Justin Timberlake. He would love for everybody to be talking about his new music. And that's just not the conversation that's happening.
Gee, I wonder what prompted that, Justin Timberlake.
He didn't do himself any favors last week when Britney Spears kind of offered an olive branch and he made a statement saying he doesn't apologize to anybody. But he's trying to work on a way to repair that image. And sources are saying that he is considering doing a tell-all interview with Oprah. He said Justin's just not happy about how things have been going down since he's released this new music. He wants the music to speak for itself, but that's just not happening. He hoped that any backlash that he received from Britney's memoir would have blown over.
It had
until you stirred it up. And he wants people to focus, but it's just like, we can't because you keep stirring it up.
I don't know. I'm picking sides. I think if he gets time, I think Britney gets time.
I want them. Yeah, I want to have a little.
Maybe they're not on the same couch.
Unless there's a part of the story, like we got her version of the story behind the scenes.
True. I need to consider that.
If he comes and says, like, you know what, her version isn't how I remembered it, I would love to hear that as well. But yeah, it's hard to focus on the music when you guys are just kind of like bickering back and forth.
I feel like we're back in junior high.
Exactly. And I want to make sure that as Iowans, we are all up to date with what's going on in our neck of the woods here. A little Iowa Z sleaze roundup. We've got an Iowa native who is a contestant on Love is Blind on Netflix next week.
That's your favorite show.
I love Love is Blind. I know it's bad. I know it's super toxic, but I love it so much. It's my guilty pleasure. I don't do The Bachelor. I don't do The Bachelorette, but I do love Love is Blind. Mackenzie Tenold is 25 years old, and she went to the University of Iowa in Iowa City, now lives in Charlotte, is a makeup artist, but she is going to be on the Valentine's Day episode of Love is Blind.
Awesome.
Very excited. She's super looking forward to it. One of the things that she really wants is a man who is caring and empathetic, who believes in God and wants to have children. I believe that love is blind, Mackenzie.
I feel like you read that straight from her profile.
It is exactly from her profile. She's a very tall lady. And so she's like been kind of focused on finding a guy who's tall enough for her. And now she's open to this experience. So happy. I am all in. Also very excited because this past Sunday at the Grammys, we had an Iowan on stage joining Billy Joel for his first new song in quite some time was a violin player.
It's a brand new song. It's called Turn the Lights Back On.
A lot of people love this.
Yes. Go, Billy Joel.
Please open the door. Nothing is different.
So he hasn't had a new album out since River of Dreams 31 years ago.
31 years?
Yeah. And you have an Iowan on stage with him.
Hawkeye?
Yeah.
Former Miss Iowa.
Whoa.
Playing violin with him. Her name is Lisa Dondlinger. And she has recorded with Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Tony Bennett, Stevie Wonder.
And she was hinting, I saw her social media profile, that she was going to be at the Grammys, but couldn't say who she was playing with.
She couldn't reveal who it was going to be. So then afterwards, she shared this with the world that was me. I got to perform with Billy Joel.
That would be the hardest secret to keep, wouldn't you think?
I would want to tell everybody I know, hey, former Hawkeye, right here on stage at the Grammys.
I mean, that is not only an icon. I mean, she's been with iconic performers before.
Right.
But to know that moment in time on the Grammys.
That's another level.
When Billy Joel hasn't performed a new song, hadn't performed at the Grammys for 22 years.
That's incredible.
Good for her.
Way to go, Iowa. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
We want you to come aboard and celebrate Valentine's Day with us. We are celebrating those who haven't experienced the fruits of love, but perhaps instead have had their hearts broken.
You might be more in the camp of those who think someone did you wrong, someone did you rotten, somebody gave love a bad name. Have you been shot through the heart by someone who gave love a bad name?
Tell us who's to blame. Vent to us, scramble@kzia.com. We are collecting stories of how you got your heart broken.
We're going to have a table for eight reserved. We've got five listeners joining you, me, and producer Ben, having our Broken Hearts breakfast. Gorgeous views at the top of the Doubletree. That's 350 on First, mm-hmm. which, by the way, for those who are enjoying love right now, that couple's dinner, both this coming Saturday and the next Wednesday, looks fantastic.
They've got like a three-course dinner that yeah. they've got all planned out for you with like a little beet gnocchi and a fried sage butter,
mm-hmm.
fillet of beef.
Go
your choice. Oh my goodness. There's a chocolate-covered strawberries as your dessert, or perhaps a strawberry chocolate ganache cake.
So contact the restaurant. They're taking reservations for both Saturday and then actually on Valentine's Day night. What I love about this, knowing right now, is you won't be looking for a reservation.
No.
I've been burned so many times.
Oh, and you want to do that ahead of time?
Yeah.
Get that done now, okay?
So, just letting you know, that's the option for you young lovers out there. For those who might be flying solo this year, or just like, you know what, I don't celebrate per se, but I will tell you, I have had my heart broken. Our breakfast is for you.
Breakfast is for you. We are going to put together a group, and we are going to all sit down, talk about our heartache, and get you hooked up with some fabulous prizes.
Yeah, when you do an event like this and we're bringing in some people who might not be looking forward to the morning, we want to make sure you leave happy about the day.
I don't want anybody looking at Valentine's Day and saying, ugh, it's just a day I have to get through and I'm not looking forward to it at all. We want to give you something to look forward to.
So at a minimum, everybody at that table getting a pair of tickets for Something Rotten, which just seems to fit the theme. that is the new musical opening this Thursday, by the way, at Theater Cedar Rapids.
So excited for this show.
We've got some bonus prizes from our friends at Theater Cedar Rapids. Also, the Doubletree, 350 on First, kicking in some fun. And I think we've name dropped a couple of times Hertin and Snocker Jewelers.
Yes, some fabulous prizes that you could win at our Broken Hearts breakfast. But to get into the Broken Hearts breakfast, you have to let us know.
How do I get a seat at the table, Claire?
We need to hear your tale. We need to hear your story of woe. Who broke your heart? Vent to us. Scramble@kzia.com.
I tell you what, it's for a good time. Send us your bad time story. It works.
It works.
Because that breakfast is going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be so much fun. Yeah. We want to see you there.
From all entries received, we'll draw five. You'll be sitting at the table with us coming up Valentine's morning. So just make sure you're available next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And send us your tale of woe, your tale of brokenheartedness. Who done you rotten? Let us know. Scramble@kzia.com.
Tell us your story. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
You're at an endless game of no after you.
No, no. You go through. Let me get the door for you.
I insist.
It's Songversations, a fun little game that we like to play that connects music and our memories. And the prompt for this week's Songversation is, what's a song that reminds you of your ex?
Now, we are collecting your stories. We will always play the game first, but the phone lines will remain open all week long. The song that reminds you of your ex. If you think about it while we're talking, producer Ben can grab the call and record you, which would be awesome. 200-1029. You just, right before we went on the radio, asked me if I was going to retell the story of my senior prom.
I feel like I already know your broken heart story, because your broken heart is just a tale of legend. Your senior year?
Driving to dinner. I'm going with a very good friend, because my girlfriend at the time had promised to go to prom with her ex-boyfriend who had gone to the military. And he was a good dude. And he was a friend of mine. And it was like, oh, two friends going to prom. No big deal.
And you were like, thank you for your service. Please.
Please.
Take
my girlfriend. America. Do it for our country, the red, white, and the blue. He proceeds to back out. I'm already going with a mutual friend. I cannot do wrong by Keisha.
No.
So girlfriend asks another random friend. We're in show choir. He's in there, right? Like, no big deal. Totally harmless. They're holding hands in the back seat of my vehicle as we drive to dinner.
I can't imagine.
I am shooketh. That ruined my evening.
The feeling you must have felt, and you're driving, and I imagine that you look back, you see the hand holding.
That started the night.
Your heart is breaking, and I imagine then there's something on the radio.
I honestly, maybe it's because I've blocked that moment, I can't remember what was on the radio. I didn't really have a lot of fun at prom, so I didn't really put a lot of those memories in long-term storage.
So is this not the story you're telling?
I'm going to tell you a different ex story.
What?
A new to this radio station ex story.
What?
Yeah. I got a different one ready to go. Do you want
it? You set me up!
Maybe a little bit.
Okay.
Do you want you want to do yours and then we'll get to mine?
Yeah, because I don't want... okay.
Okay.
Sounds like you got a juicy... I was thinking.
Let's just say I don't look too good at the end of the story I'm about ready to tell you.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, we're going to do your songversation.
My songversation.
What song reminds you of your ex?
So I got to thinking about all of the exes in my life and songs that would be attached to them. And of course, I think when we bring up this songversation topic, a lot of us first went romantically.
Sure.
And I was there in that zone for a while, and I'm not getting a whole lot of music, but I do have an ex where I was like, bam, without a second thought, I've got a song that is tied to this person who used to be a big part of my life. It's not a romantic ex, but an ex coworker.
An ex coworker?
An ex partner.
That counts. Okay.
I worked on this program for years with our good friends, Scott Schulte and Rick Swann.
Yes.
And when Scott Schulte told me that he was leaving, we were in the midst of a relationship. We were doing a morning show together. It was him and me. And he was like, I've found love. I'm leaving. I choose love, not you and work. And I was like, I understand. But I was... sad and scared, and I had all of these feelings, and I just felt like I needed to get those feelings out. Do you ever have that like moment when you're like, I think I need to cry?
Yeah, I've come to understand those feelings as I've gotten older. Yes.
During COVID, you watched the show choir,
McFarlane USA about a cross-country team in Texas. I had all these emotions just tied up in my body and it just came out.
And sometimes it'll just trigger.
Yeah.
I needed to flip the switch. I needed a trigger to get myself to cry so that I could be upset for just a moment, fall apart, and then move on, wish him well. So I started to go to music. And I went through the songbook and I knew that there was one voice that could get me through to get me to cry. And that voice was Whitney Houston.
So when you realized Scott Schulte was breaking up with you professionally. Because he did. He moved to the East Coast.
Yeah, he chose love over work.
You put your feelings in I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Does it? I just needed to be emotional. I was like, I just feel unsettled.
That's a great example.
I think I need to cry. So that song now is forever tied to my ex coworker, Scott Schulte.
Thank you for sharing. I didn't see that coming.
I know. It's a bit of a zag. But that's an ex, right?
Yes, that counts.
Yeah.
Okay, great example.
Talking about music, memories, and life. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Just when you think you know a guy.
I guess I thought I knew exactly the story you were going to tell us for our Songversation, the song that reminds you of your ex, but this isn't even the story that you're going to tell.
Different ex. Conversation's happening right now on the Facebook page. You can also reach out at 200-1029 if it's during our story. Producer Ben will grab the call. Otherwise, we'd be happy to talk to you about the song that reminds you of your ex. My story takes place in two periods in my life. One is high school, and then one is immediately out of high school.
Okay.
We both grew up in small towns. Not uncommon for you potentially to date the same person multiple times.
Sure. The pool is small.
It's a smaller pool.
Let's try that again.
This is what I have done with this person. My sophomore year into my junior year was dating this person. We were in a lot of similar activities together. We both played golf, did theater. I had a few classes together, had been friends growing up. Casually dated, like high school dated.
Okay.
Like, I guess we were going together. That would be the phrase. I, the summer going into my senior year, started to fall for somebody else.
Okay.
And did a horrible, horrible thing and kissed the other person while still dating this person.
You did it. You're the bad ex.
I'm the bad ex. Thus leading to a breakup. Now, small town wasn't the worst thing in the world. We remained friends. So much so.
Oh my goodness.
That after my prom story, and then I break up with that person homecoming in the college year, I start redating this person.
That person is very forgiving.
She is. At this point, she is off to college, different time zone, different state, long distance relationship. At the end of my freshman year of college, I drive down and I pick her up and road trip back, summer romance, get to the fall of my sophomore year in college. And there's this really cute.
You didn't do it again.
There's this really cute clarinet player.
Eric,
that I start to fall for and really start to fall for. And I ultimately break the heart of this girl twice.
Twice.
I am the bad guy.
Yeah.
In both of these stories.
No, I got that.
And by no fault of her own.
Very subtle.
It's just because we have since made up.
If you haven't read the subtext of the story, I am the bad guy in the story.
I am the Aaron Burr of this story.
No, we got that. We got that. Yeah.
We have since made up. We are good friends. She actually still lives in the same town where I went to pick her up after college.
Oh.
And that is in the great state of Georgia. So the song that reminds me of this ex, because in this scenario, I'm the devil. The devil went down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band. I was not a good human
no.
to her twice.
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 You're the bad guy.
Yeah. In this particular situation.
I want her to call in and tell the story from her perspective.
I'd rather not.
Nah.
We've never really. I mean, the hatchet has been buried.
Sure.
We remain friends socially. Occasionally on Facebook, it'll be a check-in every once in a while. We're at that age where maybe a parent has passed away.
Sure.
Those conversations are happening. I don't want to know.
No, thank you. No.
Do I want to know her state of mind both times? Both times?
Both times you broke her heart.
I broke her heart. That's probably.
You're a double heartbreaker?
Yeah, two-time.
Wow.
Two-time heartbreaker.
I had no idea you had it in you, man.
The silliness of high school romance.
Wow.
Give me a break there. And still the silliness of just out of high school romance, right?
Wow.
Does that count?
Yeah.
I'm a double heartbreaker.
You're the ex.
I'm the ex in this particular situation.
You flipped it around on me.
There is your song versation from Dance and Eric Hansen, the song that reminds me of, well, technically I'm the ex in this one. But we're friends. We're just not, in a relationship anymore.
She's up for sainthood, I heard.
I think so. I did her dirty twice.
Wow.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.